4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. Let's see here. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, and the ranking portion. This being Wednesday night, the ranking portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the ranking portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll check on echo link. Good evening. K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KI4LJG, Mr. Robert up there at River Falls. And KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny over in Greenville. And KE6KEN, Mr. Ken, he's in Greenville. And W4DF, Mr. Don, over in Bowling Springs. And AA4GH, Mr. Gus, in Punta Gorda, Florida. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Simpsonville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride. KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up in Asheville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. And KC4W, Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. We appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. I don't have any EchoLink stations up at the moment, so we'll go over to the RF section, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Sounding good as always there, Walt. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge to Meter Net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge to Meter Net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. It's Hot Shot 4, Romeo Venture Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea. No traffic, no round table.
4 DOS. Kilo, Kilo, 4 Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Moving copies. I've been negative and negative.
4 DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. Kelvin is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative once again.
Again, Kilo Quebec, 4 Quebec, Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Templeton. Thanks for hosting the net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF4RVH, Mr. JD over there at Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, JD. Hope you're doing well. I'll have to get over there to see you one of these days, or you'll have to come by here. I haven't seen you in a long time. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Sounding good as always from Cowpens there, Mr. Bill. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4QHV, Mr. Nick down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel Tango. No, I didn't even say that right. K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. I'll get it right in a minute. I don't know why I said that. I live right on the Harrington line in between Greenville and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. If you're doing the swap net, I'll hang around for that. Have a good one. Thanks. Bye.
4 DOS in a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. 4 RHF, Mr. Bob over there on a fine line between Greenville and Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Good seeing you over at the radio rally. Got an Echo Link station up or two. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4 DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary, for the second time this week. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no rag 2. No traffic, no rag Q. And do tell Mr. Orby say hello.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Additional Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DLS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in WG4MC. Matt in downtown Greenville, still at work. Be negative and negative. 7-3 on the net and tell Joy I said hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WG4MC. Master Matt over there in downtown Greenville tonight, still at the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Don't work too hard and too long there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Going back to the alphabet, let's try the Quebec through Tango one more time. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. 4 D. Larry.
November 9th.
Say good evening to my neighbor, KC, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Their neighbor's mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up there in Nashville. And KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie, down there in Goose Creek. I appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along there, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello and hope all of y'all are doing well. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. I'll be standby.
DOS. Please check in November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo N4ZLK. Shane, up here in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Hello to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Thank you for calling it.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa KA3WPP Howard and Piedmont, negative and negative. Good evening.
DOS.
Everyone, please check in and out KI4VLW Randy, KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville.
US. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KA3WPP, Mr. Howard. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you're doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, he's down there in southern Greenville County. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. In the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KP2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you, everybody on the net.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to a pair of Daves. W4DJW, Mr. Dave, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Kilo Echo, KQ4AKE, Wayne and Simpsonville, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening, KQ4AKE. Mr. Wayne down there in Simpsonville, appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Wayne. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Echo Zoo Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
On the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Club here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Miss Joy we, Alicia and I said hello.
KI4DOS. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, 10-4-HHC, Warren and Taylors, negative and negative tonight. We're checking in on the HT, hope we're making the trip.
KI4DOS, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Dan over here in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. And Gary, I won't be able to stay for the rapture tonight, but just wanted to check in and let you know I'm still kicking there. Have a good one. Take care.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in County, North Carolina. Be negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylors, negative and negative, over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to join. And N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there in Taylor's on the HT tonight. Making a fast trip into the repeater, Warren. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being with us. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, he's over there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well and good hearing from you again. you know, I miss our meetings over there at the exercise place. But I'm still going, you know, I'm still working out. So I've got to, you know, hanging in there as well. But appreciate you checking in with us tonight there, Dan. Also like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well and good seeing you over at the radio rally. We had a good time. Hope you did. Hope you're doing well. And then we got W4FHJ, Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. If you would please, sir, check in Kilo Mike 4, Golf Kilo Delta, Jacob in Lawrence, and I'll stick around for the rad shoot tonight.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KM4GKD, Mr. Jacob, down there in Lawrence. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jacob. Hope you're doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Let's move up now to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, so 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Joy, Gary. Good evening to all on the net. Gary, thank you for calling today. No traffic, no comments.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
5-4, D-O-F. Evening, Jerry. Please check in Joe. Kilo, Kilo, 4. Juliet, Delta. I'm an HT in the backyard, so I'm not sure if I'm making the machine very well or not, but figured I'd check in anyway and see how it goes. I'll be in and out this evening. Over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Master James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And then W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Tell Beverly we said hello. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe, on the HT. In the backyard, appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Sounding good into the repeater. You're making a trip from Greer on the HT just fine. But do again, appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And she's in the other room. She was, I don't know if she was reading a book or watching TV when I left. I think she's watching Law and Order or something. I don't know. Anyway, let's open it up now to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Number 2, Oscar Golf, Scott in Greenville. Negative and negative, but I'll be listening to swap.
DOS, please check in. Kilo, India 4, Zulu, Echo Kilo. My name's Lynn. I'm in Maiden, North Carolina.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N2OG, Master Scott, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. Good seeing you up there at the radio rally. And then we got KI4ZEK, Master Lynn, up there in Maiden, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Lynn, making the good trip, as always, from Maiden all the way into our repeater. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. And pause there normally means we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're at thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag shoe portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT840. That's an HF transceiver. It would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Dentron MT3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. It would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. It has the microphone, the manual, the box, power cord, and all the stuff that came with it. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. A fella has a Kenwood TS450S. That's an HF transceiver.
and he has an ICOM R71A receiver, and he would like $300 for both items. Does anyone need any fields? Mup is for sale. Fella has two 5-element 2-meter beam antennas. He would like $150 for both of them, or he would like $80 each. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-986 IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM 7200, IC7200. He says it's in excellent condition, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The mup is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply with a speaker. He said it's about 22 to 25 amp power supply, but it has a built-in speaker with it. He would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item we got on the swap book tonight, folks, is looking for, got a fellow looking for the current tech study guides. Evidently, he's got somebody that he would like to get started in ham radio, and he would like to find the current tech study guides. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. That's all the folks that I had listed, or all the items that I had listed. I appreciate those folks that added items. I had a new one tonight that got us looking for the technician study guides. And if you're still listening, you might want to go to, let's see, Scott, you might want to go to W4EEY, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. That's Gary Wise's YouTube videos, and he has the tech classes and the general classes and the extra classes all on YouTube video. So if you can't find the study guides, you might want to try that. Over.
DOS, November 2, Oscar Golf. Okay, it just occurred to me it might help her to have a study guide, but it doesn't sound like anybody has, so we'll just go with the online version. So, okay, I appreciate it. 73.
We'll run this next week as well, if you want me to, and maybe we can find somebody that's got the study guides that are in, the hard copies where she'll have that information in front of her.
That'd be great. Thanks, Gary. 73.
Okay, Scott. Thanks much there, young man. Appreciate it. Let's see. Well, that's going to conclude the SwapNet portion of the net this evening, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks or whatever, and until you let me know otherwise, and we'll go from there. Do we have any additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And Kilo Juliet 4 Bravo Kilo India. It's KJ4 BKI Jack. And Rocky Hill, but do me an out. Y'all have a great one. Enjoy the net. Alpha 4, Fox Trot, Kilo, Quebec, KA4FKQ. Jim in 6 Mile. No traffic, no round table. Sorry I'm late. Just got back home.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KJ4BKI, Master Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jack, making a good trip into the repeater from Rock Hill. It amazes me how you guys up there in Rock Hill and Chester and that area get into our repeater. But do appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. Hope you're doing well. And then we got KA4FKQ, Mr. Jim, down there in 6 Mile.
Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. Jim, you're nowhere near late. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Thanks for coming in and checking in, and come back as often as you can. Any others, all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Let's see who's first on the reg you list. KC4SKD. Larry, I missed if you were going to be in for comments tonight or not. Are you going to be around, or are you there, or what?
Give you some comments if I can talk without coughing my head off. KI4DOS in the net, KC4SKD. I still got this little nagging cough. It don't happen often, but once it does, it's just plain out aggravating to get stopped. So Dave called the net for me last Friday, and I'm supposed to call it for him this Friday, and I hope I can do that. But anyway, it's been a pretty good day. Monday, I took the day off. I've got some cousins from Ohio that one of them bought a motorhome, so they came. They're originally from this area. So they came back to visit a little bit. I just took the whole day off and went and spent it with them. And we really enjoyed the day. They wanted to go see Paris Mountain and the old home place. That was kind of interesting. It was good to see them.
Well, you still got that old hacky cough. It's that time of year with all the pollen and all that stuff starting to flow around again. Once it the leaves get out, it'll be the grasses, and then it'll be the wildflowers, and then it'll be something else. But we got to endure it for a little while yet. But I hope yours clears up and gets to be better, especially so you can call a net for us again. And hopefully you'll be able to get in there Friday night for Dave. Cousins from Ohio, I think you said, coming down back to visit. They probably were kind of astounded. I know I've always been in awe when I go away for any period of time and come back to this area, how much it's grown. I'm sure the area has changed quite a bit since they were down here last.
Yeah, sure they had all the construction that's happened. But we went and saw their old home where they grew up and their grandparents' place. And they wanted to go on top of Paris Mountain, so we rode over Paris Mountain. And I tell you, motor homes are nice. He's got a new one that's not even a year old. He wanted to check it out before the warranty went out on it, so that if anything's wrong with it, they can get it fixed. But he's used to driving a motorhome because he used to drive a bus, and he drove a semi for a while. So a motorhome's nothing to him.
Hey, I drove a truck for a lot of years, and I enjoy driving motorhomes and that sort of thing. I never really wanted to drive a bus. And the silly reason that I didn't want to drive a bus is I didn't want to be responsible for all those other folks that was on there. I know when you're out in a vehicle, whether it's a car, bus, motorcycle, whatnot, you're responsible for that vehicle and yourself, but you're also responsible for the folks around you. And, you get a bus load of people, just for instance, you got a small group, say you got 30 in the bus with you. That's a lot of folks to be responsible for. And I never really got into driving a bus, so I could have it if I wanted to, but I chose not to. I'd rather just be out there by myself, I guess. If something happens to the vehicle or whatnot or something of that nature, then it's just me instead of everybody else.
You do have a point there, but he never had any problem. Of course, good thing is he drove around the city, and they didn't drive too fast anyway. So, but anyway, it was really good to get to see them. I started to tease them and say, listen, y'all are originally from this area, so y'all just need to just move back here. But nah, I didn't do that. They're too attached to where they are now, so. But anyhow, as far as the car, things are still going good, but very slow. I'm supposed to get the head back Friday, if all goes well, and then I got to order a gasket set for it. But we're still making progress, at least.
I'm glad that you're making progress getting that thing put back together. I know you'll be just tickled pink when it's all put back together and you can drive it again. I'm glad you didn't get any bad news from the head shop. You know, if they're going to get it back to you this Friday, you know, it must not have been that much wrong with it. It wasn't cracked or anything like that they couldn't repair, and which is always a good thing. I have taken them off and taken them to the head shop, and guy called me up and he said, well, you might want to throw this in the junk and in a garbage can, go to the junkyard and get you another one. Or order a new one, whichever one you want to do. But I'm glad you didn't get that kind of news, Larry.
He was working on it the other day, but I forgot that when I originally took it over there, I was supposed to go get valve seals to take to him, and I had forgotten all about that. So when I called check on it, he said, when you gonna bring me the valve stem seals? So I had to get them ordered and get them to him right quick. But yeah, I hope I can do that Friday and make more progress with it. It's been an interesting project, I tell you what. Most difficult vehicle I've ever worked on, but I've learned so much about it now. Hopefully we won't have any more problems, but if we do, it's just be easier for me to work on next time.
Well, to ask one time, you normally learn quite a few shortcuts and things you need to do and how to do them a little easier. I don't know. I enjoy doing my own work. I always have. It gives me a lot of satisfaction once it's all put back together and everything's running the way it's supposed to.
I tell you what, I sure miss driving the thing. It's just lightweight, easy to get around in. It's got my radio in it. So, anyway, I'll let you get back to the net, Gary. Good to talk to you. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. KI4DOS in the net. KC4SKD.
I'll take care over there. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. We'll have to get together and one evening get a cup of coffee or maybe go out to eat or something. You can treat Rhonda to a night out. But anyway, y'all take care. Have a wonderful week over there, what's left of it, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Next up is KM4GKD, Mr. Jacob, down there in Lawrence. Mr. Jacob, what have you been up to today there, young man?
Press, this is Kilo, Mike 4, Golf Kilo Delta. Not much today, Gary, just work, and then after I got off, me and the wife went for about a 45-50 minute walk. That was not the funnest I ever had. I don't know why she continuously chooses the hilliest places in Lawrence to decide to go walk, but she does, so just a little bit of exercise, a little bit of work, playing around with my home lab a bit, but just generally having a good day.
That is real interesting, and I know why your wife thinks the hilly areas in your area. She wants you to get a little more exercise. She wants you to have to work hard to get up and down them hills. Keep you slim and trim.
Is it? I mean, I'm working on getting slimmer, but my knees don't like it. They get real hot and real upset after walking down all them hills and walking up all them hills. But yeah, that probably is it, because she knows if it was the easy route, I wouldn't be exercising. But
It's still just rough. I know I'm not that old, but my knees seem to think that they are.
Unless you're able to get out there and walk up and down the hills, I am myself. But my wife, unfortunately, her back, and she's had a knee replacement. And it's doing wonderful, but she had some back surgery, and she's got some other back problems. And her back surgeon told her not to be walking up and down hills. That was not good for her back. So she needs to walk on a flat surface. So we go over to the gym, and she walks around their track and enjoys that. And while I do my thing, and I walk a little bit and use a few machines and get my cardio up and do a little weight training and that sort of thing, trying to get myself a little more on the fit side. You know, if you don't work at it, you don't get there.
That's the truth. We mainly just do walking now, and we're eating healthier. I had to stop doing weights because of my shoulder, but with the way my physical therapy is going on it, hopefully in the next 2 or so months I'll be able to go back to weight training and tone my arms back out. But other than that, I've just been playing with computers all day. I got on the HF earlier today on 20 meters and made a nice contact with a gentleman in Spain. And it's been a while since I've gotten out of the continental U.S. here. But, you know, I like my little Zygu G90. 20 watts ain't a lot, but when the band is working, I mean, it'll get you all over.
Here with the Zygus, to be honest with you, Jacob, but I've been told they're really nice radios. I'm glad you got to talk to Spain today. And yeah, you don't need a whole lot. We've got the South Carolina single sideband net on 3915, 3.915, every night at 7 o'clock. They have a lot of people that check in QRP. They have several gentlemen that check in on 1 watt or 3 watts. You know, it just amazes me. You know, now granted they're not talking all the way to Spain, but still you're talking all over the state of South Carolina. You know, the net controller might be in Charleston or Goose Creek or that area down there, and the station is checking in and West Virginia or Tennessee or someplace. You don't need a whole lot of power, you know. That's one thing that I really enjoy doing is QRP type stuff. I've got an amplifier here at the house, but I rarely turn it on. When I do, it's noisy out there, and that's the only time I turn it on. But you don't need a whole lot of power to talk all over the world.
I've tried a couple of times to check into the statewide net down there on 80 meters, but my poor little Wolf River coil it ain't doing it. But I got a 80 meter NFET halfway coming in the mail that's 130 foot long that I plan on bringing out to my yard, and hopefully with that I'll be able to do a bit better on 80. Running the whole loading coil, I don't think I'm getting out with quite enough power there, but I think hopefully with this new antenna I'll be able to get a bit more on 80. But my Wolf River coil, though, it does well on 40, 20, 10, and even 2 meters if I bring the whip down a bit, so it does everything I need it to do.
Really cool. I didn't know you could get them 2 meters on that particular antenna. But as a very knowledgeable Elmer of mine told me a long time ago, if it radiates, it's an antenna. If it don't, it's a bird perch. So there you go. But I'm glad you got that infed half wave coming. I've got one of those up. I've got a super loop up, and I've got a delta loop, and then I've got the infed half wave, and I like them both. They both work really, really well. And of course, I've got other antennas up too. I've got an antenna farm up here. but I don't have as many as some folks, and got a lot more than others.
The secret with the Wolf River Coil Silver Bullet and 2 meters is you bring the loading coil all the way up to the top and you shorten the whip to, I think it's about 48 inches or so. It's around 4 foot from its max height of around 5. And that hits me at about 1.2 to 1, right slap dead in the center of the 2 meter band. And sometimes before I mounted this radio in the truck, I'd run it like that. But one thing I'm looking forward to with this new antenna is every time I change bands, I don't have to either go outside and readjust the antenna or use the tuner on the radio, which is not the best way to do it, but you know, sometimes it's cold outside and I don't feel like running back and forth 20 times to get the SWR right. But I think now I've got my coil marked up just about right so I can go out and normally hit it to about under 2 to 1 on every band that I operate on just by going to the mark I have on the coil. But it's overall, though, it's been a really good antenna to me. I used to take it portable, but it's since just mounted on a pole in my yard with a couple of radials running out. It's a really nice vertical, but I'm really looking forward to the end bed.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, with KM4GKD, Mr. Jacob down in Lawrence. That is a good antenna. Then I'm not familiar with that particular antenna. Now on my truck, out there where I'm running HF in the vehicle, I've got a Tar Heel screwdriver antenna, and I've got a control box on the inside, and you just push a button and it does its thing. Yeah, it goes up and down, and then of course you have to watch the meter movement on the radio. But I've got most of mine, all the bands, I've got 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, 40, and 80 preset. You know, I push one button and it gets me at the middle of the band, and then if I go up or down, whichever way I go, I can do fine tuning and get the SWR on down that way. But different antennas work differently, but they all work great as long as they work. You know, like I said, as long as they transmit. I'd be pretty happy with any of them. I've tried a lot of different types of antennas. Here at the house, I've tried most of them I've made myself. You know, I've made a couple of different dipoles, wound several different balans, and the fan dipole, it's got like 4 or 5 different wires on it, you know, different bands. You cut the length. And some of the way some of them work, it just amazes me. You know, you got a fan dipole up, and it's got an 80-meter wire and a 40-meter wire and a 20-meter wire and a 10-meter wire. And you wonder how in the world the radio knows which wire to use. But it all has to do with the frequency, and of course, and it does it really well. Antenna works well. I used it for a couple of years and then decided I'd try something else. But I enjoy playing with antennas.
This is KM4GKD. Oh, yeah, Gary, I enjoy playing with antennas, too. I built a bunch of dipoles. I built an off-center fed dipoles before. I've done a lot with ham sticks for 20 meters and 10 meters. I've made the ham stick dipole. I've done the dual band ham stick dipole with four total ham sticks, two per band all together, and that one's kind of fun. I've played around with them a lot, and for a while I ran the Wolf River Coil Silver Bullet on a vehicle I used to have many a year ago, but I don't know, I'm thinking about, after I get this new antenna up, I'll probably take the Silver Bullet there and go back to operating portable, because it is fun to get out and operate with the radio, but at the same time, too, it's kind of nice to just, sometimes I just sit and scroll around on HF, because it's just fun to listen to it, but, well, I've had fun talking to you there, Gary. I'm going to go on inside. My wife is staring at me. I'm sitting out here in the truck. So this is Kilo, Mike 4, Golf Kilo Delta with KI4 DOS. Good evening, Gary, and I hope you and the rest of the net have a good night.
Well, good talking with you. Enjoyed it. We'll have to get together sometime and discuss antennas and different types of antennas and that sort of thing. Like I said, I enjoy playing with them. I don't climb towers or anything like that anymore, so I have to do most of my antenna work from the ground. But I've got a little tower here at the house, and I made it tilt over, so I can get as far as that goes. But anyway, thanks for hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again. You take care and tell your sweet little bride we said thank you for letting you stay out there in the vehicle and wreck you with us for a few minutes. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you later. 73. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in and out to Kilo Juliet 4. Uniform Hotel X-Ray, KJ4 UHX Jamie, by proxy Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. That's my wife Sabrina. She's at work tonight, Gary. I'm home at Chesney. Check us in and out, please. Thank you, sir.
KJ4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4 UHX, Mr. Jamie, and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN, Miss Sabrina. They're up there in Chesney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hear me, check-in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. Richard, or affordable.
Brother Richard, K4ROW over there in Greenville on portable tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Making a good trip into the repeater. Just a little bit of bacon in there, but not much. But you're sounding good. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. I hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Last call all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we close it out. Call KI4DOS. Submit my net report. Grand total of 62 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.